Books on Tape presents John's Story, The Last Eyewitness, by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Read by Robertson Dean. Part 1. The Heretic. 1. Rome, A.D. 95. Bright sunlight interrupted the old evangelist's reverie, and when dust invaded his stone chamber, John was spurred to stand and peek out. He had been extradited the night before in chains from Ephesus to Rome, the capital of the empire, where he was to stand trial before Caesar Domitian. Once Jesus' youngest disciple, John was nearing his 90th year, and his long, lanky frame bore a massive crown of white hair and a full, long beard that framed his leathery face. Thick brows hooded dark eyes his friends had always described as piercing, at times accusatory. Robust for his age, especially considering the long, arduous journey, he had been unbound and imprisoned in a dungeon cell beneath the Colosseum. Now, at dawn, he discovered that by standing on tiptoes, he could peer out a tiny barred opening at ground level to the vast stadium's athletic fields. It was much too early for festivities, and yet men, women, and animals had begun to fill the grounds. Large, powerful women practiced wrestling holds in the rising dust, and brightly costumed dwarves ran in place and stretched. Ferocious animals, prodded and agitated by their handlers, were led snarling to cages. John had only heard of such bizarre acts, confirming reports of the emperor's fascination with the macabre.